Note reference, 31. He also realized that paving the way for establishing constitutional monarchy and representative government in China entailed the alteration of the Chinese way of thinking entrenched in Chinese cultural tradition, of which the tradition of historical writing was an integral part. Thus, in 1902, in his New Citizens Journal, Liang serialized a seminal work, New Historiography, Zinsbigzhu, in which he disparaged the Chinese tradition of dynastic historiography, in much the same way as did Fukuzawa, and declared the need for a historiographical revolution. Shiji Zheming, at the outset of the New Historiography, Liang states that though historical writing has had a long tradition in China, it has become fusty and inadequate because in contrast to modern Western historiography, where historical writing had engendered nationalism, the Chinese tradition of historical writing instead focused on the monarch, or the rise and fall of dynasties. Moreover, engrossed with moral didacticism, Chinese historians lacked an incentive to discover and explain historical causality, resulting in the want of novelty and creativity in their works. In fact, Liang argues, over the past two millennia, the compilation of the 24 dynastic histories